For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The United Nations is expected to hold an emergency consultation following the latest missile launch from North Korea. The launch came after the United Nations Security Council voted in favor of a resolution toughening sanctions on North Korea following its sixth nuclear test on September 3rd. U.S. Pacific Command describes what they detected as a single ballistic missile launched by North Korea. The South Korean presidential office has convened a National Security Council meeting as the country's military conducted ballistic missile training in eastern waters. The ballistic missile launch from North Korea reportedly flew over Japan to the North Pacific, traveling 3,700 kilometers. Chinese authorities say they'll roll out a series of measures to boost innovation. The State Council says 13 reform measures will be carried out in 8 comprehensive innovation pilot areas. The areas include the Beijing-Tianjin-Hebei region, Shanghai, and the Pearl River Delta, and then they'll be further promoted nationwide. According to an official circular, the government will enhance the support for innovation by small and medium-sized enterprises by offering one-stop investment and financing information. China's biggest Bitcoin trading platform has announced it'll stop all trading from the end of this month. BTC China said the decision was based on policies by the central bank and regulators over the risk of fundraising through issuing digital coins. Earlier this month, China offered a ban on initial coin offerings, a form of fundraising in which technology startups issue their own digital coins to investors to access funds. Prices of Bitcoin plummeted after the announcement. Official figures show China's fixed asset investment remained basically stable in the first 8 months of the year. The sector grew 7.8% year-on-year to nearly 40 trillion yuan. The pace was slower than the 8.3% increase in the first 7 months and failed to meet market estimates of 8.2%. Meantime, investment in the property sector also maintained steady growth. Real estate investment rose 7.9% year-on-year in January through August, unchanged from the growth of the first 7 months. Officials in Shanxi province say the region has seen its wild panda population grow over the past 14 years. The Northwest Chinese province is famous for its panda habitat in the Qinling Mountains. The Provincial Forestry Department says the number of wild pandas in Shanxi grew from 274 in 2003 to 345 today, an annual average growth rate of more than 2%. Brazilian President Michel Temer faces new charges of obstruction of justice and illicit association, filed by the Prosecutor General to the Supreme Court. The court says Temer has been accused along with 6 other political allies. But Temer is widely believed to have enough support in Congress to avoid being forced to face trial. This is the second time the president's been charged this year. In May, he was accused of passive corruption after executives with meatpacking giant JBS turned over evidence that Temer had sought bribes from them. However, this initial charge did not lead to a trial, as it was later dropped by the Chamber of Deputies. Officials say France is revamping its domestic military operation in place since the 2015 Charlie Hebdo shootings. Known as Operation Sentinel, 7,000 armed soldiers are deployed across France and patrol alongside public places in response to the threat from extremists. Senior security officials say the soldiers will remain mobilized, but will become more mobile and reactive to counter threats. They say soldiers will continue to secure the most sensitive sites, including tourist areas, airports, and train stations. They'll now be mobilized to protect more sporadic events, such as sporting or cultural gatherings. U.S. officials say one soldier was killed and 7 others wounded during a training exercise at a military base in the state of North Carolina. The accident was reportedly a result of an explosion during demolition training at Fort Bragg, the largest U.S. Army installation by population, with over 50,000 active duty personnel. Officials say the injured soldiers were transported by air and ground to multiple hospitals in the area. The cause of death of 32-year-old Staff Sergeant Alexander DeLita is under investigation. It's unclear what caused the explosion. The United States has imposed new sanctions on Iran. The U.S. Treasury Department says it's imposed sanctions on 11 entities and individuals for supporting Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in its cyber attacks against the U.S. The sanctions targeted one entity supporting the IRGC ballistic missile program, 2 Ukraine-based entities supporting designated airlines, and 2 Iran-based networks responsible for cyber-enabled attacks against the U.S. financial system. The Treasury's actions will freeze all the assets the designated entities and individuals may hold in the U.S. and generally prohibits U.S. individuals from doing business with them. For CRI News, this is Shane Begum.